pi dāma e pe dō. Nē I hāngso e ate e tāwa hihu nē dō. I tātsa ki he mea dō. Tā kōtsa se mi tā ki mā tōki nā se e mātia pe dō. Te 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 nina, sa te wa stea iwana mā tiaka pe dō. I wimdu ski e dō. Te 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 mā kōtsa ki wā kapāsita ki e rua hihu nē ga he te te nina wa stea dō. Wanted to say thank you to all of you as the legislators for the state of South Dakota. I come from the Yankton Reservation. I am the leader of that tribe, the chairman. And my Indian name is Matokinaji, which translates bear who returns to his place. And so I just want to say thank you that I'm given this opportunity to present some thoughts. In our language, we say woyukcha. And as I hear that word, it brings power and strength from us as a nation. And we have a lot of thoughts that we as people can bring forth and work together to build and strengthen our country, our state, and move forward as we continue in this day. I wanted to say thank you to all of you, and also thank you to our leaders from our other nations who have attended here, from Crow Creek for the Fort Thompson, from Lord Brule and from Rosebud. And especially thank you for the song and the prayer, calling on our Creator to be with us so that we would have that understanding so that we can overcome some of those challenges that we have before us and that may continue to be before us, but they're there so that we can overcome them. I'm reminded today as I stand here and I think of this type of gathering and really thank you for this ceremonial gathering. I view it as a ceremony. As I think about our ancestors who probably met here on this land, on these great plains. So as I share that, I want to say three times in recognition of the great plains. Obdaya thanka ki aha hey. Obdaya thanka ki aha hey. So just recognizing the Great Plains and thinking about those meetings that our ancestors had and to begin these types of gatherings so that we could continue to build and strengthen the relationship that we have and that we will continue to build together. I want to remember those meetings and to think about the challenges that are going to be before us. I heard a saying that the things that we have, we are not taking from our past, from our ancestors, but we are simply borrowing from our children of tomorrow. And that really has a lot of meaning for me because the things that we have are going to be with our children and our grandchildren and their children. So with that in mind, I begin this address as an understanding of the misunderstandings that may have been there or might come up. We have a life and we live that life. And as we live this life, we share those things. As we shared this song, as we shared our prayer, as we share our words in our language, those may have some challenges with them. But they are sincere. I address you with the utmost respect. And in that manner, I say thank you again. It is a great honor to be here before you. And I hope this continues so that our nations can address you. I'm reminded of one of our leaders who said, pick those things up that are good for you and put those things back down that aren't going to work for you. I think that came from our leader, the great Sitting Bull. And it's so true. I was talking to my relative, my niece, who was having some problems. And as she was talking to me, I was standing outside and picking things up. I found a wire. I found a button. I found something else that was kind of mechanical. And as she finished, I shared with her, I know what you're saying to me, but we need to continue, you and I, in this life that we live. And as we go through our lives, we can use these things, this button especially. This wire is a possible use. This mechanical thing is unable to be repaired. And so I think of that as I address you today. We, as nations, are picking these things up to use, and those things that we cannot use to build this nation together, we need to put back down. And this is a special time as we are ready to welcome our new national leader. And it is an exciting time. We are looking forward to working with him. I'm sure the state is also having that same feeling. I'm reminded of another of our leaders who was an Episcopal minister. As the Lieutenant Governor shared the story with me of the mural that's above us, I remembered his name yesterday, the Reverend Vine Deloria. I had some challenges early in my life. I was here in Pier, and I went to his house. He listened to me and shared the story of this man who had similar challenges that he met. And so he said, I have these three marbles. He said, I'm going to give them to you. And if you meet a challenge and you know you were responsible for it and it was a foolish thing to have done, he said, you put one of those marbles down. So you'll have two left. He said, you come to another challenge where you know it was foolish and you shouldn't have done it. You take that second marble and put that down. And you continue living your life. If you come to that third time and you're going to have to put that third one down, then you know you've lost all your marbles.
Nice.
So,
nice.
But so meaningful, so meaningful. He was what in our language was telling me, wahokong kia. He was scolding me with meaning. And I find this is a part of that understanding, the misunderstanding. All of us have our ways of teaching. And he was teaching me, but teaching me not in a manner that where I would get defiant and say, yeah, I know that, and not digest it. In our language, when we say, do you see that? We say, hewayankahe. That's to see it. And the other way is to say, he ayabdezahe. Do you see it and absorb it and digest it and get the meaning of what you are looking at? And those are two slight differences, but they are huge in our challenges that we face as nations. We have been here, and we live on this land, we are able to sense and to feel the elements that are around us. I was making a trip to Bismarck. As I was going down the road, I seen a group of birds, a flock of birds that had landed on the highline wire. As I looked at them driving down the road, I glanced at them, and in that glance, I felt it and wondered, are they talking to each other? Are they communicating with each other? What are they saying? Is it the weather's kind of cold right now. You think we should move toward the south? But we as people need to reach out to each other with this understanding so that we can overcome these types of misunderstandings. We have a mentality that is with us. I've heard the term product of our environment, and it is so true. I come from my home, as you come from yours, and within that home, what we are told, what we are seeing, is how we are going to live our lives. As I think of the first contact, as we were met with ships on an ocean and saying, come in and eat. Are you hungry? Get warm. And with that welcome, we didn't seem to get that reciprocated. But we understand that. I believe in another elder that I, as I was growing up, was asked. He was asked at a meeting in the church during Christmas, can you get up and talk about the Christmas story? And he said, yes. So he got up and he began speaking in our language. He said, that star on that tree, he pointed at one of his tahashis sitting in church. He said, I wore that star right here. That tree that star sits on, I carried that along my side, and I took you to a lockup. You were misbehaving. So it was humorous to the congregation. But at that elder, his name was Matozi. But he was telling us as a congregation, here is the law, the birth of a child who was bringing us some direction, some guidelines, some boundaries. But this was the understanding that he, as one of our elders, seen. And it was true, even though we as a congregation found it humorous. Said, no, that's not what the Christmas story is about. But in simple and basic understanding, that was what he was telling us. This is the law. This is the life way that we are going to live and to live together with. And so I look at those and I remember those and use those as I speak to our membership. I tell us we need to be strong in the teachings that we have. We need to reach out with the understanding that those teachings have given to us from our parents, from our homes. As we begin this address in our language, I'm reminded of the author, Mr. Marshall. He said he was at a speaking engagement over in Europe. He had his script given to the audience, and they didn't understand English, but he said, I'm here, and I'm probably the first Native American here to address these European people. So I'm going to share our first words in our language. And so he did, and the people started looking at their script and said, what is this? But he explained it, he translated it. So it's feeling that foundation that all of us have. And that foundation is the belief that we grew up with in our homes. And that's what we stand on. We are all going to the same place. We are all working toward the same things at home and in our state. We all work toward education. Our children, our grandchildren, we ourselves have this education, and it continues to grow and to progress. And we continue to add new information. But one of the basic things that we at home feel is ask the question of why do most of us not complete that education system? And there was a thought that I had, well, as I began school, where was my history in that education, in that curriculum? Who, as a Hung Tuah, I had a paragraph, maybe a chapter. And so we thought, well, let's add more to that so that the education system can help each of us and fill that gap of misunderstanding. The history of the Hung Tuah, the history of all of the nations, so that as friends and neighbors, we could all know about each other, and so that we would be more comfortable. The wholeness of education, the roundedness of all that information that is around us. The lands that are here, as we know the history, we are more comfortable in sharing with each other the information that we as a people have. It is all valuable. Our health. We say we as a people, our life expectancy isn't that long. I received a call last night that one of my friends, my good friends, was going to have a triple bypass surgery. And he's not that old. He's around my age. And why does that happen? We need to help each other in our health, in our hospitals, in our profession, the doctors, the nurses. We need to share all of that information with each other so that the life that we live speaks stronger than the words that we are saying. I want to share the social and the economic affairs of us at home and on our reservations. We have challenges there. We are trying to overcome them. We ask for programs to be developed. We promote any new businesses coming in. We want our membership in all of our nations to be innovated, entrepreneurs, I believe the word is, so that our economy can be strong at home and in all our reservations and work together with our surrounding communities. We need to not have a stigmata of saying, well, there's my tax dollar going to help that person. But we are doing what we know best, and that's to live the life that we have, and to understand and adapt. As I look at our children, and they are into our technology, and they are succeeding. Their faces light up as they are able to sit down at the keyboard and retrieve this information and complete assignments and continue to apply for a higher level of knowledge. The knowledge is right there. And I wanted to share with them that this is what you need to do, but to also be aware of balancing that, not to continue to rely on that, but to get out and do some legwork. To balance, to me, is key for our lives. As a people, we know the energy of the lights that we have here. If that energy is gone, the light is out. And so that's a basic belief. There's good and there's bad. So if that light is on, that's good. We can see. If that light is out, then there's dark. And that dark energy is powerful. And in a part of our social activity, we are challenged with a drug that really affects our children and us as a community. As I started this job, there was a little girl whose life was taken because of this drug. And it continues yet today. So we need to work together. How can we combat this drug that is hurting our families, our children, our communities? We are reaching out to our law enforcement to work together as a city, as a county, and with the state. We have a very negative energy that is powerful, but it can be overcome if we can work together as a people. I wanted to share one more story I shared with one of the legislators, but it had to do, in our way of life, we talk about. Well, that was the Crow Creek. That was the Rosebud. That happened there, or as we say, it could have happened in Sioux Falls. It could have happened in Rapid City. But there was a family, a man and husband. He was out working in the community, working long hours, doing good for his community. At home, his wife was sitting in and became suspicious. And so this was a long time ago. And as what is referred to as a mirror at that time was called a looking glass. And so it was in a small rectangular shape that he carried with him that he used when he was trying to groom himself. And so he was carrying that, and his wife became suspicious. She had shared with her mom or her sisters or friends that my husband is starting to see somebody. She was having her doubts, but as she was doing his laundry, and she found this looking glass. It looked, you know, it was rectangular, looked like a picture. She looked at it and looked into the mirror, and then she felt a little bit better. She shared with her mom, with her sisters and her friends, "Well, I don't have to worry," she said. "He's not seeing anybody that I seen the picture he's carrying, and she's very, very unattractive. And so again, a lesson in the understanding that we need to continue to work toward. I mean, this is one of those ways in which we can overcome those challenges that we might have in our day-to-day dealings with each other. We need to continue to communicate. We need to share those ideas with each other. It is a mentality that, as I got the job, I was working in the job for about a year, and I attended the summit that President Obama was having. I met President Steele from Pine Ridge. He shared with me the information, what's called the doctrine of discovery. And that, to me, is a mentality that started years ago, back in the 1400s. But we need to understand where it started from, how it started, and continue to work toward that understanding, why it started, and work together to overcome that. I had no idea of what the doctrine of discovery was, but it's not negative, it's not positive, it's something that's there and that can be understood. As I grow up in my home, as you grow up in your homes, we need to be aware of the thoughts that we have, and that we can continue to change those thoughts so that we will be able to have this light, this positive energy that's going to help each of us in our jobs, in the education that we continue to work toward in our social gatherings, and to strengthen the foundation that all of us have, the spirituality, the belief that we have. All of us are working on that, and it is the humanity of us all, so that we can reach out to each other and lift each other up and support each other at home and in the rest of our nations. We are working toward that support and giving each other that lift, that encouragement. And we look to our relatives, to you, as in that same manner. It is growing and working together that all of us are going to be able to reach out and grab your hand, as was shared earlier. Yuana, chante washtea na pech yuzabe. All of you, I reach out to you and shake your hand with a good heart. These are just simple things, and they're basic. And we have our way that is the way that all of us are working toward. As was shared in the introduction, I do go to Sioux Falls and play some ball, but the camaraderie ship there is, as I get there with our age group, there's no barriers, no color, no challenges. We see each other, greet each other, and we play ball and have fun. And that's a society that all of us are working toward. That as we see each other and greet each other, we We are human beings. All of us live, and we will continue to live together to overcome all of these challenges. So I wanted to end with that and say thank you for having this opportunity. Thank you.